Bava Kama, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, 8-5, and now we return to that topic of Kamle B'derab Mene. Let me remind you how that works exactly. The idea is, as you see numerous times in the Masechta, that if one does an action which potentially could have capital punishment, execution at the hands of the Beis Din, so then even if the Beis Din isn't going to do execution, like, for example, there are no witnesses, or as a shogeg, or whatever it was, it doesn't matter. Once there is, like, so to speak, on the docket, conceptually, a potentially capital crime, so then we will not make any financial payments that happened at the same time, that might have been incurred at the same time as the actual primary capital offense was committed. So we, Mishnah here gives us a couple examples. It says, Hamaka ava ve'imo va'as ben chabura. If one harms his father or his mother and causes them to bleed or to bruise, so by drawing blood from the parent, that's now already a capital offense punishable by death. Again, it doesn't matter if it actually will carry out the punishment, but the point is that kind of crime is so severe, it could, under the right circumstances, have a death penalty. So then you'll be exempt from the five payments because we don't make, because of this rule of Kimle B'derab Mene. Ba'chovo b'chaveiro b'shabbos. Similarly, if one harms, injures his friend on Shabbos, causing him to bleed, so causing bleeding on Shabbos is an Isra d'oraisa, told of Shochet, and therefore, again, under the right circumstances, or the wrong circumstances, as you might look at it, there's a potential death penalty. Therefore, the one who injures on Shabbos and causes blood to flow will not be subject to these five payments. Pater Makulan, all five he exempt from, if Neshahu Nidon Benafsho, because the perpetrator of this crime, by causing his parent to bleed or his friend to bleed on Shabbos, is actually on the hook for much more severe things, at least up in heaven. V'chovel be'evid kanani shalo. If one injures, this is a new case here, a new paragraph, if one injures his evid kanani, his slave, whom he owns, then patzer mekulan, so then the owner will be exempt from these five payments. The reason why is because any payment that would hypothetically go to an evid would automatically go back to the owner, because the evid, economically speaking, is like a pastor entity. Whatever he collects or makes or earns or picks up or finds would automatically flow through to his owner. And therefore, there's no payment to be made by the owner because he'd just be putting money out of his right pocket into his left pocket, so to speak. Worth noting, of course, that there are a variety of injuries where if one knocks out an eye or a tooth or one of the other roshei avarim, like, you know, the fingertips and the tip of nose and that kind of thing, those kind of damage injuries that are caused, that one causes to his slave, that would require one to emancipate his slave. But the topic of remission here is simply the five payments for injuries, and those five payments are simply not applicable if one does it to the injury to his own evidence.